Hi, I'm Steve Lentini, and I'm your host for the podcast Different Thinking for Different Times. This episode is Season 5, Episode 13. And I might be wrong about that, but it'll be in the description. Going forward, and for each and every episode, there'll be a part of this topic. I'm going to be talking about the small-minded thinker that resides in all of us, and I guess at least in me. But I ask people when I speak, I'll ask the crowd by a show of hands, how many of you have this incessant little voice that talks to you 24 hours a day, and especially in times of frustration or sadness or anger or disappointment or what seemed like a failure, and or with things or people we disagree with, events we disagree with, especially in politics and all the people that are leaders, right? They're pointing fingers and not accepting accountability and not working to compromise because they want to win. They want to get advantage over the other party, whatever it is. And that's to the detriment of the people they lead. Plus, it doesn't model a very good behavior. Now, I also want to talk about things that I have upcoming. So I have recently been certified and added as a partner Southwestern Consulting. And it's a great organization. They align with my values. And I can add many coaching clients and training events because they have a staff of over 200 coaches and trainers that can help supplement my work. And so then I share in that revenue, and I can choose to individually coach some of the people or do the training events as so fit with my schedule. So I thought about expanding my thinking. So it goes in line with this episode and this podcast. How is I going to leverage my time and grow my audience and my revenue so that I can share it with more people, right? I'm doing good with it. I'm not leaving here with any money or anything. And I've already been to what's next. For those of you that have listened to my podcast, you know that I had a near-death experience on November 18th, 2002. It'll be 22 years this November. And what was so fascinating and mind-blowing about that event was that none of this small-minded thinking goes with us when we leave here, this temporary physical existence, and we head into the infinite. We're one with the infinite in that moment. So fascinating. And back in my body, of course, all those type of thoughts came back when I was back in intensive care. And I realized that's my work and our work to overcome all small-minded thinking. That any place that we have a small-minded thought, we're judging others, we're angry, we're sad, we're frustrated, it's not what the Creator or the Infinite experiences. And that's what we're here to learn, to overcome all our prejudices, our judgments, our anger, our frustration. And the key is, it's life itself. It's the infinite. It's God. It's the divine, the goddess, whatever you call it, because faith is a wonderful thing. Knocking on your door, wanting you to grow. There's a gift in it. But we'll talk more about that. So I've joined Southwestern Consulting. I've added that certification for training and coaching. And it just helps me expand the number of people I can coach and the number of people who can be coached. And it's a gift. The more people that I can help impact to stretch their thinking and grow in their life and to grow by helping more others, by doing good, as I've talked about in this podcast. The good we do is etched onto the fabric of time. It was the only thing in my life review, every life I had touched. The other thing I'm doing is I'm certified for positive intelligence. It's called PQ, the positive quotient. So that is work by Shirzad Shamin about the acorn brain. Fascinatingly enough, he takes it to another level. He calls them the saboteurs, and he calls the acorn brain the judge. That's the master saboteur. And he breaks down 9 saboteurs that activate our judge. And I took his initial program as a grant. It was free. I took the 6-week program and decided from there to invest in the certification so that I can help more people with his methodology. It's wonderful. Overcome small-minded thinking by recognizing what triggers you. And we've talked a little bit about that in previous episodes. Self-observation, noticing what triggers you. But Sherzad takes it to another level by explaining some of the 9 saboteurs and how to interrupt that voice and go into sage mode, the authentic mode, the mode that's available for all of us when we stretch from small-minded thinking to limitless thinking. So if you have questions about either program, Southwestern Consulting, about coaching or training, or having me speak about this topic and what I learned from my near-death experience and how we can take that lesson, at least in my experience, you can test it for yourself and prove it to yourself that we can stretch so far beyond what we think to be true. And so if you have an interest in the PQ program, there's a free assessment you can take. Reach out to me by email. And I have a certain number of seats every month that I can offer group discounts or for nonprofits, or I add it into my coaching and I can include it if it's something you want me to do. And reach out to me by email, steve@stevelentini.com, steve@stevelentini.com. Okay, so for today's episode, small-minded thinking is something that I'm still working on. I confess that little acorn brain, which, by the way, resides in the amygdala, goes back to our early ancestors. It's learned flight or fight, fear, freeze. These were all the automatic responses when cavemen and early ancestors were in situations where they needed to survive. And so what's fascinating about it, researchers today, neural researchers, and Sherzad Shamin in his research, have determined that up until the age of 35, we memorize every single one of our emotional reactions to people, places, or things. And especially when we're angry or frustrated or sad, or we make ourselves less than others because of a failing, some place that we didn't hit the mark, we missed the mark according to our mind. And instead of embracing them as gifts, the subconscious stores them. And when you face similar situations, the subconscious says, let's suppose that you run into someone who reminds you of someone that irritates you all the time and makes you angry. You're choosing to get angry, by the way, but your subconscious says silently, we know how you react to this type of person. You give them a piece of your mind. You tell them off. You're right. They're wrong. And it's much like driving. So when you first learn to drive, you were nervous, or anything new. Think about anything new. Let's say you were going to be an actor and you got on stage for the first time. You're nervous, maybe even during rehearsals, because you don't want to feel like you're fumbling around all these people who are so-called expert actors. And you're embarrassed and you get humbled. And maybe you're with the driving instructor and you're nervous, but eventually you're driving. And at least for me, I've been going down the highway now for years. I'm going to be 72 this year, but there's times where I notice, wait, who's been driving the last 3 or 4 miles or 5 miles? Because I kept my distance. I recognized my exit. I maintained the speed limit, but my mind was also somewhere else at the same time. The subconscious takes over. And if you don't question all of those events that led to the subconscious programming you, you default to those programs automatically. And so I didn't learn this until I was in my mid-40s and really experienced an awakening at age 50 when I had my near-death experience. And I realized I had programmed myself and I was defaulting to letting what Rainier Maria Rilke called the little hooligan. He asks, that's what he called the little voice. He asks, will you let the little hooligan run you, or will you run it? George Ivanovich Gurdjieff called it the machine. Will you let the machine run you? And what I've discovered is I can run it, at least in my experience. I've proven it to myself by reprogramming what the subconscious has learned about how I reacted to past events. When I'm working with people, I hyphenate the word react. I've been saying this for years and just calling it the acorn brain. Because reacting is something previously learned from our past. So even though I was not aware in the earlier years of all these studies, I knew it was something I had previously learned and that I could reprogram it or remind myself, as Joe Dispenza likes to say. So there are programs, I have programs that can help you remind yourself. I want you to think for a moment about computers. On your phone, your iPhone or your Android, or on your desktop, there's all kinds of things you can click on. And they open up and they run a program. But there's something fascinating about how programmers created this, because they need a program running the program. So for Apple users, it's iOS. Android, it's the Android operating system. If you've got a desktop, it could be Windows or Apple. But there's program underneath the programs. That's what you have if you don't question it. You have an automatic program running all your programs. And if you click on anger because a certain person or situation reminds you of the times you've been angry or frustrated, or perhaps it's an event that occurs that makes you sad or feel less than or depressed, or you've had a recent failure, something you called a failure, or a place where you missed the mark. The program running the program says, here's what you do. You get sad or you get angry. You can, if you catch those moments, reprogram them. And what I suggest to people who don't take the positive intelligence program, the PQ program, he calls it the positive quotient, much like the IQ, right, the intelligence quotient, or the EQ, the emotional quotient. PQ can expand your EQ, and EQ can be expanded throughout a lifetime, whereas IQ is pretty much static by the time you're in your 20s. So with any kind of a program to stretch your thinking, you need a physical break, something that will ground you. A few deep breaths. I tell people, get up and walk around your office chair if you have to. And then really, when you sit down, really feel yourself sitting in the seat. But what will ever ground you? And then ask yourself, what would the wise one in me do? What would be something new? How can I respond differently? And a response could still get anger from someone. But if you stay grounded, you'll say, well, I see you're upset with that. Talk to me about it. Tell me more about it. You will not respond. And when you want to defend something or perhaps make someone else wrong about what they're saying, I want you to remember this. Shirzad Shamin says, 10% of whatever anyone says is probably true. Now, it could be more, but the way to respond to someone is, I hear what you're saying, and I agree with part of that. And here are my thoughts, or here's what I think. But use the word and, not but or however. So these podcasts going forward will give you practical tips and advice and stories from others that are in my upcoming book, some of them, In Plain Sight, Learn to See What Most People Miss and Embrace Life as It Is. Life is your friend. And all the events that have bothered you or what you felt humiliated you, humbled you, knocked you down, they were life trying to wake you up to stretch your thinking. But you have to prove this to yourself. I mean, after all, I wrote the book, You Might Be Full of Shit If. You can see it over my left corner, my left shoulder. We're all full of shit somewhere. We have to get over ourselves. And each of us have to do it individually to improve society. I mean, people want to demonstrate and make many, many others wrong by being right. But there's no way to win using that kind of thinking. It's small-minded thinking. People today are in one party or another and making everyone wrong. In fact, it's one of the reasons I'm an independent, because I've been both, and both sides are crazy. And our leaders are crazy. They're like acorns, thinking it's complete. When an acorn thinks it's complete, it's a nut. It will never become an oak tree. So if you have any questions, if you'd like to talk to me about some of the work I do, Steve at Steve, L as in Linda, E N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, INI.com. Steve at SteveLentini.com. I have a lot of videos about some of these topics on YouTube. You can go to my YouTube channel at Steve Lentini. And I urge you to prove it to yourself. Never follow anyone blindly, even me. And if I ever tell you I found the way, run away. And I have some fascinating guests that are have been on my podcast and upcoming. You're going to find Kimberly Quinn next week and Robin Grazia Day upcoming sometime probably in February or March. So tune into the podcast. These are here to help others, pouring into others. My job since that day on November 18th, 2002, is to help people overcome that little voice, that incessant little voice, that small-minded thinker. Because if you think the infinite thinks like you, that's a place to start stretching. The God, the Goddess, the Divine, the Brahma, the Buddha, the Muhammad, the Christ, they all came to help us expand our thinking and to move beyond small-minded thinking. And the infinite does not think like us at all. And when I have guests, and you are welcome to come on as a guest and challenge me, remember, I might just ask you, does that sound like small-minded thinking? It's not. The energy that created an infinite universe. The miracle we live in. Thank you.